Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Greg in the Tax Quips forum with a very common divorce issue. Let me paraphrase. We got divorced. My wife and child stayed in our home. I made the payments. Now, when we want to sell it 7 years later, is there any way at all that I can get the personal residence exclusion? Well, Greg, I have great news for you. 1. Yes, you are entitled to claim the $250,000 personal residence exclusion on your share of the profit when the house is sold. Follow the link I just gave you. There's only one glitch here. The exclusion works if there is a divorce or separation agreement allowing this arrangement. Your agreement limited the arrangement to 5 years, not 5 years or until your son leaves home. If you're audited, that could cause a problem. 2. Personally, I would not have claimed those additional payments as alimony expenses. I would have used them to deduct the mortgage interest and property tax. But you survived audit, and you have proof of 2 successful audits. So the IRS may not audit the same issue again if you had a no-change determination. I hope you two can work this out amicably and reasonably. For more great tips on how to save taxes during a divorce, please view our special resources, Tax Checklist for Naughty Divorces. This 2-hour course can help couples resolve issues fairly and save thousands of dollars in taxes and legal fees. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about divorce and other tax and business issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.